in season and out of season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom and Anthony today.
Hallelujah.
Blessed be God, blessed be His holy name, blessed be Jesus Christ, true God and true man. We're looking at John 9, as He walked, as Jesus walked along, He saw a man blind from birth. Are you blind today? You say, well, I'm spiritual. Is your spirituality rooted in Jesus? No, then you're blind. You're blind. People say, well, I'm spiritual. I don't know what that means. Who's you connected to? The only one we need to be connected to is Jesus Christ, true God and true man. His disciples asked Jesus, Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? So they thought that someone sinned that he was born blind. Jesus answered, neither this man nor his parents sinned. He was born blind so that God's works might be revealed in him. Jesus is going to heal him. He's going to open his eyes. And the way he does it in a way that he doesn't do it any other way in other people. The blind shall see, the deaf shall hear, and the good news shall be preached to the poor. What about you today? Are you blind today? Do you know Jesus today? Do you know that He loves you? Do you know that He shed His blood for you? Do you have assurance that you're going to be with Him when you die by the grace of God? Who is your Lord? Who do you look up to? Who do you pray to? It's all about Jesus, the Son of God and the Son of Mary.
Jesus, we love you so much. You are so good, Lord. You know, it's like being a little child. Last night at the prayer meeting, Aiden preached. He was 10 years old. He got up in the mic and he released the glory of God. He released the fire of God in the church. And you know what? The fire came. Before the prayer meeting, me and Father Tom have him pray for us. Because he's an innocent 10-year-old with the face to move mountains like a child. There was a little child who came up to me last night. Her mom came the week before, and she said she was spiritual, but she experienced Jesus Christ for the first time. She said, I'm coming back, and she came for Mass. And last night she brought her little 7-year-old daughter, and I said, do you want to give your life to Jesus so you can belong to God and go to heaven? And she said, yes. And we did the sinner's prayer, and we prayed for the inflow of the Spirit and the power of God. And I said, how do you feel? She said, I feel better. I feel better. And she felt great. And her mom was crying. And this is what God does. Jesus wants to move through us. He wants to encounter us. He wants to open our eyes if they've been blinded. You know, there's only two kingdoms in this world. There's no neutrality. There's no neutrality. We belong to Jesus. And if we don't belong to Jesus and the kingdom of God, then because of original sin, we belong to Satan. There's no in the middle. We belong to one or the other, heaven or hell, life or death. There's no good people. There's only people who belong to Jesus. Father Tom said, heaven isn't filled with good people. Heaven is only filled by people saved by the blood of Jesus. So, Lord, we just pray that every eye is opened up. We don't want to be spiritual. We want to belong to the Spirit of God today.
Jesus answered, neither this man nor his parents sinned. He was born blind so that the works of God might be revealed in him. We must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. Night is coming when no one can work. Night has to do with the evil one. When Judas left the Last Supper, the scripture said it was night. Has to do with the evil one. Jesus is the light of the world. He gives us light because he is light. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. Jesus is the light of the world. Jesus alone is the light of the world. He wants to give light to you, to your circumstances, to your life, to your ability. He is the light of the world, and no darkness is in Jesus. You might say, but I'm filled with fear. Flush it down the toilet. Give yourself to Jesus. Ask him to give you peace. My peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. Not as the world gives it do I give it. Let not your heart be troubled. It's time to wake up and surrender our lives to Jesus. When he had said this, he spat on the ground, made mud with the saliva, and spread the mud on the man's eyes, saying to him, go wash in the pool of Siloam, which means sent. Then he went and washed and came back able to see.
Isn't this amazing?
He never does another miracle like this, making mud, smearing it on his eyes, then go wash in the pool of Siloam, and he comes back seeing. I would imagine that some people said, well, let's have a mud factory and see what happens. We'll do the same as Jesus did. No, it wouldn't work. Jesus did it because he knew this is how the man would come to be able to see. It was once and for all.
We got to be led by the Spirit of God. We never want to pray the same because it worked last time. We want to hear from the Lord and move with his Spirit. Those who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. You know, Jesus is into reproducing itself. When we see creation, all of creation replicates itself. We see a seed, it makes another tree. We see a seed, it makes another plant. So when Jesus came and said, I am the light of the world, he is into creating and destined you to be the light of the world. Do you know that's your inheritance, to be the light of the world, to be a miracle worker, to do the works of Jesus? As Jesus was in the world, so are you. Greater is in you that is in the world. You know, Jesus also said, whoever is not with me scatters. So we want to be with Jesus. We want to be with Jesus because there's only two kingdoms. It's heaven or hell. It's light or darkness. There's no neutrality in the kingdom. We're either moving forward into the light of Christ or we're moving back. There's no neutral. There's no neutral in the kingdom. It's forward moving. It's forward moving. You're moving more forward into the light. You're moving more forward into the glory. You're moving and you're persevering. The only waters that get muddy and dirty and rotten are stagnant waters. When our lives become stagnant, the river doesn't flow. You need the river to flow and be forward moving into your life so that Jesus can release new graces, new gifts, new power. When you woke up today, Jesus said, my child is awake. I'm going to release something new into them today. I'm going to release a new work in them. But we got to be open to God's Spirit. And we need to know that Jesus is alive as today as he was in this parable, and he wants to open our eyes more and more and more. Lord, I pray that you open my eyes to see, Father's eyes to see, everyone's eyes to see, not only in the physical but in the spiritual, about your plans and purposes for their life, Jesus, even just for today, how you want to move, what you want to do in their life, because Jesus, you are the God of the new thing. What new thing is God going to do in your life today?
The neighbors and those who had seen him before as a beggar, he was a beggar. He had a cup. He was blind. He made money by begging. Are you a beggar? If you're a child of God, you are not a beggar. You're a child of God. You have the ability to go behind the curtain and to the Holy of Holies. You are not a beggar. You will never be a beggar again if you're a child of God. Do not pray, I beg you, Lord. No, Lord, I am a child of God, washed clean by the blood of Jesus. I am not a beggar. I'm a child of God, washed clean by the blood of Jesus. They said, is this not the man who used to sit and beg? Some were saying it is. Others were saying that. But it was someone that looked like him. He kept saying, I am the man. But they kept asking him, then how were your eyes opened? He answered, the man called Jesus made mud, spread it on my eyes, and said to me, go to Siloam and wash. Then I went and washed and received my sight. They said to him, where is he? He said, I do not know. This is a miracle that is not repeated again. I would imagine that people that were around said, well, let's see if we can make mud and see people see. Jesus knew that this man needed a miracle like this, and this is what he did. Jesus is a carpenter. He fits your house with the cabinets that go with your house. He's a carpenter. He fits your healing that go with you as a person who needs to be healed. Jesus is a carpenter. He knows how to do things just for you and in your way. Not in my way, in your way. He knows how to touch you the way you need to be touched. He knows how to heal you the way you need to be healed. He knows how to free you the way that you need to be freed.
And I love how after Jesus put the mud on his eyes, he gave the man a prophetic decree. Go and wash in the pool of Siloam. See, when we pray for people, a lot of times we lay hands and we pray for healing, but then the Lord will give me an instruction to give that person. We pray for healing. Now the Lord wants you to go and do this. Maybe go and see the priest for confession. Go and tithe money into a different ministry. Go. It doesn't matter. The Lord gives us whatever that person needs to do. And that person, once we receive prayer, you know, we need to follow the will of God. Because God's not only interested in our physical healing. I mean, I think he's interested in the physical healing, but that's the least of it. He wants a soul to be healed. He wants us to come to God. He wants us not only to go to heaven, but have a high ranking in heaven and have a high level of sanctity on earth. So it's very important. After we pray for someone, the Lord a lot of times gives us a prophetic instruction for that man or woman to do, to receive their full healing. Because then it becomes about their will. Are they there for the healing or are they there for the healer?
Listen to this now. Chapter 9, verse 13. They brought to the Pharisees the man who had formerly been blind. Now, you know the Pharisees aren't going to like this. You know why? Jesus healed him on the Sabbath. Now, it was a Sabbath day when Jesus made the mud and opened his eyes. Then the Pharisees also began to ask him, how did you receive your sight? He said to them, he put mud on my eyes. Then I washed, and now I see. Some of the Pharisees said, this man is not from God, for he does not observe the Sabbath. But others said, how can a man who is a sinner perform such signs? Jesus always causes people to divide. Some people said he's a sinner. He healed on the Sabbath. Other people said, how can he be anything but from God? He opened the eyes of a blind man. As they were divided, so they said again to the blind man, what do you say about him? It was your eyes he opened. You know what he's going to say? The same thing that the woman at the well said. He is a prophet. He said that Jesus was a prophet. And we'll wait till the end to see Jesus showing himself to the man more than being a prophet. The Jews did not believe that he had been born blind and had received his sight until they called his parents. the parents of the man who received his sight. And they asked the parents, "Is this your son, who you say was born blind? How then does he now see?" His parents answered, "We know that this is our son, that he was born blind, but we do not know how it is that he sees, nor do we know who opened his eyes." They're unwilling to say Jesus, because he'd get thrown out of the synagogue. Parents like this are not good parents. They know it was Jesus who did it. They know that Jesus opened the eyes of this man. But they will not say that because they want the glory of man ahead of the glory of God.
And only the glory of God can fill our heart. There's a space in your heart and everyone's heart that only the love of God can fill, because it was created that way. No love from our husbands, wives, children can fill that void. But Jesus alone can fill it, and he wants to. Why does Jesus divide? Because he's the truth. Jesus also said, "If you are not for me, you are against me. And those who do not gather with me scatters." We don't want to scatter from Jesus. We want to gather. We want to be for Jesus. There's no neutrality in this world. There's two kingdoms. And we want to be fully invested in the kingdom of God. And when we're fully invested in the kingdom of God, then we have eyes to see. How are we so split as people? It's because it's not split along the black, white, Asian, men, woman. We're split along the lines of kingdoms. Kingdoms. Two kingdoms. But you see that we can't have, only the Holy Spirit can lead us into truth. Only the Holy Spirit can give us eyes to see and discernment. Only the Holy Spirit can let us see. And then even if we are in the kingdom, you know, the Bible talks about if we have unforgiveness in our heart, if we have hate for our brother or sister, we become blind. We become blinded. But Jesus wants to wipe all the scales away like St. Paul fell when he encountered Jesus, that we can see truth. That we can see truth. "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." What does the devil do? He lies and he mixes the truth. Because if the devil can get you to believe a lie about yourself, about the country, about what's right, about what's good, about what's holy, that lie can take root within us and just start to cause chaos within us. We are spirits. That have a soul and live in our body. But when we get born again, our spirit is completely healed and it's full. But our soul is still wounded and broken. And then so is our body. But God wants to bring life to every area of you. God wants you happy and healthy. And happy and healthiness comes from knowing the truth and walking in the truth. Knowing the light and becoming the light. Seeing things for as they are. Seeing things as God sees them. That is what is being called being divinized. That we are seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. That we see things in our life as God sees them in our life. We operate the way God operates, so we get God-like results. We were speaking last night, when we pray down with authority, because we are our soul and our body is on this earth, but our spirit is seated in the heavenly places with Christ Jesus. So when we pray, we command healing. We release the power of God, because we're already seated in the spiritual realm with Jesus, and we already have authority over our problems, over the devil, over the demons, over everything in your life. You already have victory in your life. Now it's time for me and you to open our eyes and see who we are in Christ. Do you know who you are in Christ? Because when you know who you are in Christ, you won the game. You are a victor. You are more than a conqueror. Nothing can separate you from the light of Christ. As I walked in this earth, so do you. When you come in the room, the light does not battle with the darkness. You turn a light on and the darkness dissipates. When you come in the room, I decree over your life, every darkness leaves. People are set free, and you become free in your own self.
We know that this is our son. We know that he was born blind, but we do not know how it is that he now sees, nor who opened his eyes. Ask him. He is of age. What does that mean? He's been bar mitzvahed. He's a young man. He's of age. Ask him. He will speak for himself. Now, they know it was Jesus, but they considered the glory of the world ahead of the glory of God. Ask him. He is of age. He will speak for himself. His parents said this because they were afraid of the Jews, for the Jews already agreed that anyone who confessed Jesus to be the Messiah would be put out of the synagogue. Therefore, his parents said, "He is of age. Ask him." These parents are not very good parents. They should be rejoicing that the man was born blind and now sees, but they consider being a member of the synagogue more important than their own son. How sad, how very sad. So for the second time, they called the man who had been born blind, and they said to him, "Give glory to God. We know that this man is a sinner." He answered, "I do not know whether he is a sinner. One thing I do know, that though I was blind, now I see." That's true spiritually. I could never deny that God opened my eyes to Jesus. I could never deny I was blind, but now I see. What about you? Do you see? Look up and see Jesus. Who do you see when you look up? Do you look up and see the law? The law is vanished. Who do you see when you look up? Do you see the church? Well, the church brings the message of Jesus. Do you look up and see Jesus? Jesus is Lord. He is God. He has come to set you free. He has come to open your eyes. He has come to open your spirit so that you may receive him.
And, you know, these people's parents denied this boy after he got healed. Maybe in your life, your father abandoned you. Maybe your mother rejected you. Jesus says, "Anyone who comes to me, I will never reject." He brings us right to the Father's love. Your true parents are in heaven. You have a father in heaven. Jesus gave us our blessed mother. You have a mother in heaven. You have Jesus. You have the Holy Spirit. You have all the saints cheering you on. You have the holy angels doing God's work for your life. You know, you have so much for you. Jesus brings us to the Father's love, and the Father's love sets us free. Jesus says, "No one who comes to me will I ever reject." Jesus will never deny you. Jesus will never let you down. God doesn't love us like humans love us. God loves us with a perfect love. And it's only that perfect love of God that can fill us. That perfect love of God that can take away the fear. Because there's no fear in love. The perfect love of God drives out all fear. God does not want you to be afraid. God does not want you to be blind. God does not want you to be in pain. Jesus said, "I have come to give you life and life abundantly." Jesus wants you to be vibrant. Jesus wants you to be full of love, full of grace, full of peace, full of excitement for the day. We already have the victory. We get the victory when we get to heaven, but Jesus says you do not have to wait to heaven to walk in victory. You can walk in victory today. Let me open your eyes to the graces upon this earth. Let me open your eyes to your inheritance in the saints of what I have done for you. I have not come only for redemption, only to save you, but I've come to save you first and then make you a savior to others because I'm operating through you. I have come to set you free so you can set others free. We are free when we make our life about Jesus. We are stuck when we make our life about ourselves. This life is not about me. It's not about Father Tom. It's not about you. This life is about one thing and one thing only. It's about Jesus. It's about knowing the living God. It's about serving the living God. It's about praising the living God. It's about worshiping the living God. It's about Jesus working through you to use you, to make you what you were created to be. which is a miracle worker for the kingdom of God, which is fully alive, and which is to receive heaven, not only when you get there, but upon earth, so you can release it to everyone you come across.
He answered, I do not know whether he is a sinner. One thing I do know, I was blind, but now I see.
Hallelujah.
That's what they should be saying. The parents should be saying, hallelujah. Imagine, he doesn't need to beg anymore. He's got to go get a job. They said to him, what did he do for you? How did he open your eyes? He answered them, I have told you already, and you do not listen. I tell you, do we listen to what God is doing? Or are we just saying, well, you know, it happens to everybody else, but not to me. It's all about you. God loves you. God wants to open your eyes. God wants to give you peace. God wants to take away fear. God wants to give you love. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season.